This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you can join us here toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch into the third hour here, Sunday edition. For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about Philando Castile, the concealed carry permit holder who was shot to death by a trigger-happy cop. That cop now found not guilty by a jury on multiple counts.
I still like
counts.
The term manslaughter and two counts of reckless discharge.
Okay.
Sounds like a reckless discharge to me. I don't like the term trigger-happy because the officer was clearly not happy. I just think the guy's unqualified. I don't think he went out that day thinking, I'm going to shoot somebody, and I can't wait, and I sincerely hope it's an ethnic minority. I think that he was scared, and just because he can't handle going up to a window of a car with a family in it, one of them is a concealed carry permit holder, and that, to me, just says he's unqualified, not trigger-happy. Trigger-happy sounds like somebody who just wants to go, yee-haw, boom, 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 boom. And like, I don't get that feel from him.
No, I mean, trigger-happy.
It's your job to paint pictures with
words. The definition is ready to react violently, especially by shooting on the slightest provocation. I mean, that fits the definition. It doesn't necessarily mean you're happy about it, Mark, but I can understand why somebody might jump to that conclusion.
You paint pictures with words, and I'm just trying to help.
Yeah. So anyway, back to the story here. We'll get to your calls about whatever you want in a moment, but I did want to get this news out about what the police did after this situation to try to make themselves look better and to drag somebody else through the mud. In this case, it was Officer Geronimo Yanez who was the trigger puller in this case. But after the incident, they started to look into the victim's girlfriend, Diamond Reynolds. She was the one who did the live streaming to Facebook after the shooting, so that's where you see her boyfriend basically take his last breath on camera.
It's really awful.
It's pretty harrowing to watch the video. After Yanez fired 7 bullets into the cab, this story from TechDirt.com of the vehicle, did officers finally remove the girlfriend's 4-year-old daughter? To win at killing citizens, you must start the spin immediately. Yanez spun his own, speaking to a lawyer less than 2 hours after killing Castile. Local law enforcement did the same thing.
That, documents, by the way, is a good idea.
Yep, documents obtained by Tony Webster show Special Agent Bill O'Donnell issued a warrant to Facebook for, quote, all information retained, unquote, by the company on Ms. Diamond Reynolds, Castile's girlfriend. This was to include all email sent or received by that account, as well as chat logs, which presumably means the content of private messages. The warrant also demands any communications that may have been deleted by Reynolds, as well as metadata on photos or videos uploaded to Facebook. It came accompanied with an indefinite gag order. Why would law enforcement want, much less need, information from the victim's girlfriend's Facebook account? It appears that officers were looking to justify the killing after the fact. The following sworn statement was contained in the affidavit, quote, your affiant is aware, through training and expertise, that individuals frequently call and or text messages to each other regarding criminal activity during and or after an event has occurred, unquote. This is warrant boilerplate, especially when it comes to obtaining information from accounts or devices. But this warrant should be considered anything but business as usual. It should be, but it isn't. This is the actual standard operating procedure after an officer kills someone. The department goes digging through its criminal records to find any reason at all to have killed the person and to buttress the claim that he feared for his safety, those excuses given by the officers so commonly that we see in these similar situations, awarding them points for effort based on information that they didn't have when they ended that person's life. So, meaning that this officer at this point in that scene had known enough to know that this person was a concealed carry permit holder. Maybe or maybe he didn't know what sort of criminal history, which of course wasn't much of any, if any at all, that Rolando had. You know, whether the officer knew that or not is another question. But if they could have dug through Diamond's profile, if they could have dug through, you know, their history and said, well, these were criminals. These were people who were untrustworthy. These were people who had committed, you
it's
know,
the
theft
smear,
or violence.
Right? I mean,
but they couldn't find that. And so going on here. The awarding the points for effort. Okay. So when it comes to police shootings in America, there are no aggressors in uniform, only victims. Officer Yana has made his own excuses.
Right. I'd say that this is the department attempting to cover
up.
But
yeah.
This isn't the police officer. Like, the police officer didn't do this. This is the department.
No, he was on suspension.
Like, oh, my God, we're liable for this.
Yeah.
Now what? Well, now what do we do? Well, check out her Facebook account. We got to find out something about this lady.
So
it's the same spirit that has people on the internet taking stills from Diamond's video and drawing red circles on it, saying, "Is this a gun?" Because they want to make it right, even if the officer didn't behave exactly the way he should have, exactly the way his training dictated that he should have, and maybe he killed somebody. But it serves the higher truth that the police are there working for us, and hey, he actually, these
well,
people
the
were
truth.
Bad even though he didn't know it.
That's not the truth, that's their narrative. That's
right,
what they
the higher narrative, that's
the
way
the
to
truth.
Describe it.
So there's an excerpt here from Mr. Yanez's excuse, which is a real, this is golden, I don't know if y'all have heard this one yet. But this is his excuse for why he decided that Philando Castile had no respect for human life and he was so scared. Quote, this is from the cop who did the shooting. I thought I was going to die. And I thought if he has the guts and the audacity to smoke marijuana in front of the 5-year-old girl and risk her lungs and risk her life by giving her secondhand smoke and the front seat passenger doing the same thing, then what care does he give about me?
I've heard this accusation on the marijuana smoking. I want to know what kind of proof do we have on that?
Well, it's plausible. Let's just say that...
Sure. It's quite possible that they were smoking marijuana. I don't... Like, first, my first thought is when was the last time marijuana caused somebody to go murder crazy?
It doesn't happen.
Alcohol, I can see that one.
Yeah.
You know, maybe horse tranquilizers or something. Okay. I've heard of PCP. you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I've never,
not marijuana.
You know, you don't hear
most
people.
Honest cops will tell you that anytime they, you know, they're on a scene and they're dealing with somebody who is a pot smoker, that they've never really been in any way put in jeopardy or feared for their life. Most cops would tell you that, if they're being honest. Following his testimony's logic, writes TechDirt.com, smoking pot in front of a child has so severely damaged Castile's moral compass, he apparently would have thought nothing about shooting an officer over a non-functioning taillight. There's no logical boundary the cops won't cross to pin the blame on the dead. Hence,
well,
the Facebook warrant to dig up dirt on his girlfriend. In
the
hopes
police
that
officer didn't know what kind of warrants Philando might have had at that point. Like, he didn't
have the ID at that point. He hadn't run the check. But anyway, the point here is that there's no logical boundary the cops won't cross to pin the blame on the dead, hence the Facebook warrant to dig up dirt on his girlfriend in hopes of adding a bit more post-facto righteousness to the shoot. The only upside, and it's an incredibly small one given the surrounding circumstances, is that Facebook refused to hand over the information on the grounds that the indefinite gag order was unconstitutional. Faced with this pushback, Minnesota police withdrew the warrant. But in the end, Yanez was acquitted, and Philando Castile is still dead, a man who did nothing more than try to comply with an officer's orders. So there you go. There's the update in that case.
So I want to know, do I hate police officers because I think that it was duplicitous and, you know, gross that this police department would send Facebook a, you know, like a subpoena trying to get information on this woman whom they didn't charge, you know, with anything, that there's no evidence that I can tell that she was particularly guilty of anything. Do I again hate police officers? Because this is the charge that keeps being leveled at us, and I don't feel that way.
I don't hate the police.
As a fireman,
I find a lot of them likable.
As a fireman, I work with police officers. I don't, like, wait till they turn around and stab them in the neck or something.
No.
I mean, this is... it seems like a real reach that I want. I do a radio program about government accountability. Police officers work for the government. I would like them to be accountable. Asking a government bureaucrat to be accountable is not hate.
What a pleasant surprise to see Facebook actually rebuffed this warrant. I didn't expect that part of the story, so kudos to Facebook for getting it right once. 855-450 free. They're still legal. Free talk left.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Healthcare, pretty messed up in the United States, and you can expect it's going to continue being messed up so long as the government is running most of it, which pretty much the case.
They're paying for it, at least.
Yeah, they're paying for a whole bunch of it, which means they control it, and they control a lot, which means the prices are crazy and trying to shove insurance down everybody's throat. But you don't have to have insurance. There is a company that can give you freedom from insurance, and that is HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You go there, and they'll give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. They've also got a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, and more. You'll love the service and the price. Just head on over to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts here, but Mark, you did have one other thing to add since we're still on the Philando Castile topic. You had an excerpt from a statement from the prosecutor, the person who brought the charges against Officer Yanez in this particular case, which ultimately, unfortunately, not a single one of them apparently stuck with this jury. But what was it that the prosecutor had to say about this that you wanted to share?
This prosecutor, Choi, basically in a press conference, was pointing out some facts that caused him to bring the charges.
Right, because usually cops don't get charges brought against them when they shoot and kill somebody.
Right, so the officer's partner, Kuzner, was standing at the car's passenger window during the shooting. It didn't touch or remove his gun from the holster.
Right, he didn't feel threatened.
There was another officer there who had another vantage point that at no point felt the necessity to pull a gun, or let alone fire it.
Correct.
And Yanez stated that he did not know where So Yanez, the officer that shot Philando here, said he did not know where Castile's gun was. To me, that's the most damning part of this here, right? Like, it's one thing to hold a gun on somebody who's reaching around or whatever. It's another thing to pull the trigger. And, that's the problem when you pull a gun is that it's a real short trip from holding a gun onto someone and shooting them.
In this case, he didn't hold the gun for any moment of time. It was pull and fire.
Right.
Pull and fire 5, 6, 7 times.
Choi also noted that Philando Castile was not resisting or fleeing. There was absolutely no criminal intent exhibited by Castile throughout this encounter.
You couldn't ask for a more obedient sort of, police encounter.
He was respectful and compliant based on the instructions and orders that he was given.
Right. He wasn't muttering effing pig under his breath or anything like that.
He volunteered in good faith that he had a firearm beyond what the law requires.
That's true. In what state was it?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yep. He emphatically stated that he wasn't pulling it out.
That's right.
His move.
But the officer was.
At the point that he says he wasn't pulling it out, the officer had already decided to smoke him, though. Right?
He was pulling a gun at that point. The officer was pulling the gun sort of outside his vision, likely. Sort of like just below the window of the window level of the door.
Castile's movement was restricted by his own seatbelt. Let's not forget that that's legislated by law.
Mm.
The law that the officer was going to enforce. He was accompanied in his vehicle by a woman and a young child, just showing that he's less likely to use violence there. Just saying, Castile did not exhibit any intent, nor did he have any reason to shoot Officer Yanez. So that's sort of an after-the-fact thing. Yanez wouldn't necessarily know that, but it's unlikely that Castile was pulling a gun, and Yanez admitted he never saw a gun.
That's right.
In fact, his dying words were in protest that he wasn't reaching for his gun. So that's what caused the prosecutor to bring this charge, and I think that the charge of manslaughter is legit, and I believe the jury's their mindset was that of, officers deserve the benefit of the doubt. And I agree that officers deserve the benefit of the doubt, but so does everybody else at trial. And what we found out is that when officers go to trial, they are highly unlikely to be found guilty. Mm-hmm. However, when we go to trial, we are likely to be found guilty.
Yeah.
And I say that this is a societal epidemic of sort of state worship. Not because I hate officers or anything like that. It's just that why? Why is it that we believe that this class of people is better than us?
I don't believe that.
Well, I can tell you most Americans do.
They do, and it's a problem.
Furthermore, the judge and Officer Yanez are both on the same team. So
true.
So the solution, I think, is nothing like expecting the judiciary to hold the police as accountable as they would hold us mundanes. The solution is for the police not to be special. It's for them not to It's for them to be providing a service just like the rest of us do for each other. The solution is for them to have to make the case for why you have to give them the money to pay for their services.
So what you're saying is the police should be funded consensually. The police should no longer be taxpayer funded.
Right. We get our we wouldn't want the government providing our food for us because we would starve. And yet something that is so vital to the advance of civilization, the protection
services
of our rights and our property, we for some reason believe that a monopoly is the best way to do it.
And we should know better than that. I mean, people should know. I mean, there's basics of, like, economics that monopolies are bad, right? Most people realize that. Monopoly is bad. There's a whole game. There's a game about it, you know? When you put one company in charge of whatever it is, that company is likely to give you poor service. When that company knows that you can't go somewhere else to get that service, that they have it, they got a lock on that thing.
Well, they have a lock on the funding. They're going to get paid to do whatever their job is.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a monopoly, you know, you need this service, they know you need it, and they know that you have to come to them. Or you can move somewhere else.
You don't need the service. You can hire private, this is like public school. I can hire somebody to educate my child. I can hire somebody to protect me. I can have a bodyguard. I can have private security. I don't need their service.
What you cannot do is not hire the public school system. You cannot not hire the local police.
You're making the point, Mark, that there are alternative protection systems out there for those who are willing to pay above and beyond what they're paying in taxes.
This guy didn't get a service. There was no service rendered here. In no way was there a service provided to a Philando Castile or any other American by Officer Yanez.
No doubt. Well,
Yanez was a liability from the moment he was hired, as evidenced by the fact that he shot a man going for the license and registration that he had seconds
before
asked
for. But the monopoly in this case doesn't have to worry about hiring
a
liability.
It's a cartel, okay? So
they are a monopoly. You cannot provide the same exact services the police provide. You can't do it or you'll be considered a gang.
But there are other organizations that can. The state police, the FBI could come in and you know, put sanctions on this particular police department.
They
won't, but they could.
True.
So it is not a monopoly by that definition. I just don't like using this terminology. If we're going to do it, let's do it right. This is a cartel that is force-funded and, in this case, provided no service.
Well, the defenders of them would say that they were providing the service of keeping the road safe. You've got to keep people with burnout brake lights off the road and possibly put bullets into them. And that's, you know,
well,
keeping us safe.
Yeah, it would be one thing if that's what occurred, and it didn't.
The toll-free number here is 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. I think it's, you know, it's mincing terms to call this not a monopoly, because ultimately they're all the state, all of those different bureaucracies that you cited as the cartel. I think they're both probably accurate, but more coming up here, Free Talk Live.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in studio with you, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Also, Mark, you've been very excited recently about Simbi.com. You've been using it to hire people to supplant me. You normally would come to me to have me, you know, cut some commercials for you now, but now all these other people are getting the gigs.
You're expensive. we need a variety of voices for ads here, and I found some real winners at Simbi.com. And what it is, it's a marketplace that you don't use money. They have their own currency there. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that you trade your talents and services with other people. And they have a currency of their own with the purpose that you're not just taking and not giving. It's a way to sort of trade. And everybody can, you know, use this currency within their platform, which is really slick. It's a marketplace that's really awesome. And you can forget the old economy. It's your economy. Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services they have there. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting in the symbiotic economy. Go get an account now at Simbi.com and take a look around and post your services. S-I-M-B-I, as in symbiotic. Simbi.com.
Let's go to the phones to the fun.
Isn't symbiotic spelled with a Y?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Let's go to Scott. He's in Massachusetts. Scott the Bigot, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, good evening, Ian, Mark, and Johnny Ray. I'd like to say that Patriots Nation fans are a bunch of morons, and I'm going to tell you why. They cater
to
Robert Kraft, who's become a billionaire, and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. They've become sports gods. And for those listeners who are outside of the New England area, aren't familiar with Robert Kraft, He's a multi-billionaire who's made billions of dollars on the backs of these stupid Patriots Nation fans, selling them everything from sweatshirts to T-shirts to even lottery tickets from the Massachusetts State Lottery.
But what makes them any different from any other sports fanatic?
Isn't that what happens? I mean, isn't what sports teams do?
Yeah. How's that different?
Well, just Patriots are actually a very super successful team.
They are.
That makes them their fans less stupid, I would think.
It used to be a time, gentlemen, when it used to be a sport. Now it's just a big giant business, and Robert Kraft, people who aren't familiar with him.
When was it not a business?
It's become basically an evil and greedy Jewish businessman, and it's than that, because I'm going to tell you why.
Where do we find the Jew in here?
Suck up to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. They put them all on a pedestal.
Those don't sound like Jewish people.
What's that?
Those don't sound like Jewish people to me.
No, I'm saying that Tom Brady, of course, the quarterback, and Bill Belichick aren't, but Robert Kraft is Jewish, owns it, and milks it.
So you're saying the owner of the...
You just hunt down everybody who's Jewish? How'd you know Robert Kraft was Jewish?
Why? You have to be a genius. You just look at him. You can see. But the point I'm making is that sports in this country is so sick and so out of control. Take LeBron James, for instance. Now, LeBron James can throw a basketball.
Okay.
Now, if LeBron James, he gets a $100 million contract. If LeBron James couldn't play basketball, what would he be doing? Picking cotton somewhere? How come a Harvard University professor makes $100,000 a year and LeBron James makes $100 million?
Because there's all different kinds of skills and services out there.
But it's crazy.
You wouldn't expect the guy who...
You're just jealous.
Yeah,
you are. Well, I'm going to tell you something. When you were talking about cops... Cops, I hate cops, and they deserve to get the little money that they do, because I agree with you on one thing, and I'll get back. They do absolutely go out of their way to persecute people. Absolutely. Now, that's not an opinion. That's a fact, because I've seen it time and time again. They pulled me over, you know, over some cockamamie. I was going a few miles over the speed limit. So on that topic, I agree with you.
You know, it's more interesting to disagree. So let's get into the sports thing here. Why do you believe, leaving aside that the team's owner happens to be Jewish, allegedly, leaving that aside, okay?
That's a claim.
Well, I mean, I did pull up his Wikipedia page, and it may be true. But anyway, regardless, not every sports team owner is Jewish, and all sports teams have fanatics. That's what fan is short for. Fanatics, people who are, you know, obsessed with that team. They will buy anything that has the team's logo on it if they can afford to do it. And even if they can't, they might go into debt in order to buy these things. They'll buy season tickets. They'll go obsessively, to the games. They're supporting the thing that is interesting to them. It's their hobby. It's the thing that they do for fun. And the marketplace values these players at a very, very high level. You know, you can't deny that's what the market is willing to pay these people. I think it's, you know, a lot of money. I don't personally put money into sports because I, you know, find it boring. But regardless, a lot of people are really into it. Why do you think that New England fans are somehow different? Isn't it just because you live there, so you're immersed in that particular culture, and so you're kind of disproportionately exposed to those fans?
Yes, it's true. New England fans, Boston fans, they're nut jobs. They'll do anything to support any of these teams, spend any amount of money, paint their faces, go, they're really imbeciles, they're morons.
But they all do that. They all do that.
All across the country, I agree. Bitter. And all of America
is addicted
to sports, and they're sick and they're crazy. And these owners, team owners, laugh all the way to the bank.
But
the players get a $100 million contract. It used to be a sport. It used to be enjoyable. Now it's just a business.
The only time it's a sport is, thank you for the call, Scott. The only time it's a sport is when people get together for the purpose of just playing a game of football and not selling things aside from it. As long as the National Football League has been in existence, it has been a business, has it not? I mean, I wasn't around when they started. But I suspect it's been about investing in a team, putting that team out there, having them play, and getting fans involved and getting them to spend all kinds of money on the team. That's what it's always been about. Well, I mean, was it ever this sort of fanciful idea that Scott had, where it's always where at some point it was just some men on a field playing a game? When it was the NFL? I don't think so. It's about money, and that's okay. It's business.
Scott is referencing a time in his life when he wasn't all wrapped up in people's ethnicities, and he enjoyed the game of football.
Hmm.
Now the fact that a person that he has identified as Jewish owns a particular team that was probably his favorite.
And he's paying black men very well.
Yeah, where he comes from.
Scott's a bigot, he hates blacks.
Upset about that, too. All I hear is an embittered man who's had he's had a rough time of life.
Hmm.
There's no doubt. He's trusted the wrong people, and things have gone
poorly. Still living at mom's house.
But I don't know about that. But
last we heard, she picked up the phone like 5 years ago.
Yeah,
and then he disappeared for a while.
I think she's quite ill. Is that right? His conversation at one point.
What do you think, Johnny Ray? I mean, you're from North Carolina originally. We're from Florida. I know that there were some fanatical Bucks fans down in Florida for many years. There were the years where the Bucks were terrible, and you know if you
liked them, then you were fanatical.
It was cool to hate the Bucks back then, but at some point they became a very good team, and they won like a couple Super Bowls or something like that.
And they got to the playoffs more than once.
Yeah, and so then people got pretty fanatical about the Bucks, and you started to see the pewter colors and the red,
pewter and red
everywhere, and
instead of the original creamsicle uniform. Yeah.
What was it like in North Carolina, Johnny Ray? What's the team there? Is it the Panthers? What is it, North Carolina?
Well, North Carolina is all about college basketball.
Is that right?
Yeah. Carolina, Duke, Wake Forest.
Do people paint their faces?
Of course they do, yes.
Their time and talent and bodies on the line for absolutely nothing. Just the opportunity to compete in the NBA.
Yeah, the hope of something.
We had the...
And they might get some cheerleaders or something like that out of the deal.
Yeah.
Hartford, Connecticut.
Groupies.
NHL franchise moved to North Carolina. They were the Hartford
Whalers.
They became the Carolina Hurricanes. They won a Stanley Cup, which I loved. That was very exciting for me.
Hmm.
And but I'm not really a sports fan.
Yeah.
I wish they would bring back the XFL. I thought that was a really
interesting idea. Oh, yeah, the WWE thing.
Yeah, the XFL, you're allowed to spike the football and dance around the end zone. I mean, who wouldn't want that?
Yeah.
Hot cheerleaders and hot
outfits. Right. Did you ever watch it? I always just heard about
it. No, I missed it.
Yeah.
I missed it.
It was there and it was gone. Yeah. It didn't last very long at all.
Clearly, I didn't have the commitment level either. I think I saw a game or two or something. I don't know.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like Freedom, 855-450-3733. Now, the XFL, was it scripted like wrestling was?
No.
It was legit.
They wouldn't go for that.
They didn't have angry teammates threatening one another on the side of the sidelines or whatever. People attacking each other.
That would be better.
It would. Yeah, might have made it work out.
Folding chairs.
There you go. More coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world. Anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the show. You can dial in toll-free here to bring up what you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We've got Skype, and you can Skype in here. It's Skype username lrn.fm. If you like Free Talk Live and you appreciate the work that we do here talking about the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency on a seven-night-a-week live basis, you can, of course, listen online anytime at freetalklive.com, download archives, and more. Of course, get us on over 170 great radio stations from coast to coast. If you want to hear us on more radio stations, let's say 300 or 400 of them, it's possible. We just have to be able to effectively market the show, and the AMP program helps us do that. Also, we're looking into options as to what to do. We're going to be getting a proposal on some social networking work, possibly hiring somebody to help us with that. We're considering different options as far as what can we do to do a little bit more outreach on the internet, get more podcast listeners or people watching our live streams. So we've got some irons in the fire on that. And we'll reveal more of that over time. But for right now, you can go and check out the AMP program as it is. You can see some of the stuff we're spending the money on over at amp.freetalklive.com to help promote the ideas of freedom and liberty. If that's worth, let's say, $5 a month to you, you'll get perks, too. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials our normal podcast does, and more, like the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP badge that you can get for the new Free Talk Live forum at forum.freetalklive.com. To get signed up for AMP, you can use Bitcoin or credit card or PayPal. Just go to AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to your calls and thoughts. We got Barry. He's in North Dakota. Barry, where in North Dakota are you tonight?
Well, I'm between Williston, North Dakota, and Minot, North Dakota. It's kind of in the center of where the oil field is, the Bakken oil field.
Okay, so you're listening to KTGO. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You know, I'm listening. On this shooting, I'm sure that the guy made a mistake and he should have been convicted. But my real problem comes into, you know, somebody was talking last night. I've only listened to you for 2 nights. I haven't been on the road. Is that some of these people that are getting hired shouldn't be hired because they're not qualified to be hired, but they're forced to be hired because the law has changed. One of you said you were a firefighter. I remember when you used to be one of the, where was a firefighter? I'm sure 30 years ago, the requirements to be a firefighter are much different than they are today.
I don't know. I wouldn't be able to answer that. The requirements for, I wouldn't be able to tell you what it
do you,
is.
Are yeah. you suggesting that the requirements are more or less stringent today?
Much less stringent.
Well, I can tell you there's different rules for women than there are for men, but in all likelihood, women wouldn't be sent to do the roles that men are in those circumstances. There's all kinds of different roles, depending on what's necessary at a given time.
Yeah, but that's kind of my point, at least on the firefighter. I mean, do you want somebody that weighs 79 pounds trying to go pick up some guy that's 300 pounds?
Or, no.
And that might be extreme, but now we've lowered the standards to so that, well, that person wouldn't qualify, but now they do qualify. And I think that's what's happening, and it's the same thing, I think, in the police and a lot of different things, is that we can't get be politically correct if we don't lower the standards.
I think you're right. I think that there's, that's part of the issue, is that the standards have been lowered.
It's been harder for them to find recruits as well, so that's one of the reasons why they're lowering standards, sort of like how the military was for a while under the Bush administration. It was getting harder for them to recruit people, so they were raising the bonuses and lowering the standards, letting in people with, criminal convictions or drug use, and you're seeing the same things happen in some police departments where they're just so desperate to try to find new officers that they have to lower their standards. And the reason why it, or one of the reasons why that it's harder for them to find new officers is because people, they've seen how bad a lot of the police have behaved. They don't want to be hated by their peer group. And ultimately, young people know, a lot of them inherently, that the police are not their friends. And so when one of their friends goes and becomes a cop, that automatically puts them at sort of arm's length. And I don't think,
yeah,
I think there's some social pressures here.
Yeah, you're probably right there. But then also you look at, certain areas of the country where who would want to be a police because of just the way the other people are, the criminals. I mean, you talk about shootings in some of these cities.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know what I would do if I lived in some of them.
Some of these places are real war zones.
Like Chicago, the murder, all the murders.
Chicago would be a prime example.
Baltimore.
Yeah, and then you're like, one other comment on that guy that didn't like New England. You should live here in North Dakota where we got the Packer fans, the Viking fans, and Denver. Two of the three have won Super Bowls. I've been a Viking fan all my life, and I don't see any winnings anytime soon, but I guess that's just the way life goes.
What does it mean to be a fan? Does that mean that you stick with the team through good and bad, or are you like a fair weather fan that you're only there when they're winning?
Well, I think you stay with them the whole time, regardless of whether they're winning
fan.
Or losing. You're just a true fan. Because
mm-hmm.
you see a lot of fair weather fans. One team wins and all of a sudden now we're all what you call it kind of fans,
And it doesn't matter who's on the team,
right?
I watch it
for the enjoyment, not for whatever. If they don't win, that's fine, as long as
it's the fun of watching it. Yeah.
Yeah, you sound like a Bucks fan.
They're all the same.
Well, if you live here, you're close to Minnesota, so you got the Twins, which actually have done fairly well in history. But you got the Vikings, you got the Timberwolves. They couldn't win if they had to.
Because remember, it's always, the team itself is different from who makes it up, right?
Right.
So like,
what is there to like on a team? So like the people,
the colors,
the
location.
The people on the team aren't from that location.
Most of them aren't. Yeah, probably 99% of them aren't.
In baseball, they're not even from the country in many cases. I don't even know what there is to like. And it's not to say that I don't like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I certainly do. I sit down and I watch them, but I don't know what it is that I like.
It has something to do with the area
where you're from, in some way or another.
Yeah. I think it's enjoyment. If you enjoy the game itself, it's just another way to participate. When you get old, like some of us, you can't do that anymore. So you kind of enjoy watching somebody else that can do it right.
I was never going to catch a football like Jerry Rice at my prime.
Hey, Barry, good call, man. Thanks for sharing with us tonight. I appreciate it. Drive safe out there.
Night.
Yes, sir. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
It really boils down to your favorite group of millionaires, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, I guess most of them do get paid pretty close to that, right? Some of them a few hundred thousand bucks a year. Or
yeah, the kickers get pretty low. Did you see that there's a story out that there's a likely candidate for the first female NFL kicker?
No.
Yeah. I mean, there's a gal out there
for real?
Really good, and yeah. She may very well get that position. Now, remember, it's a 15-yard penalty for roughing the kicker. If you're the first guy that hits that woman, you're also going to have your name smeared across every, you know.
You can't touch a kicker?
But you have no business touching that kicker.
Interesting.
No business.
So they're like the safest person in all of football.
Right. And this lady can kick. She kicked a 43-yard field goal, I believe.
Wow, that's a long way.
Isn't a good one.
Isn't sometimes a kicker put upon to stop the pass returner or the kickoff returner?
Yeah, it's a rare circumstance.
I mean, if the person who receives the ball makes it past all the blockers, then the kicker's the last guy.
Yeah. That happened to my pal Brennan McClure in Asheville High School.
But he's in high school. Okay, yeah, that means that every other player didn't do their job. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they can teach her how to do a shoestring tackle. I mean, I don't know. I don't think she's got the body weight to do it, but, you know, she could still, in the right circumstance, get a hold of somebody.
So there's no rule in the NFL that they can't bring a woman in?
There's
just never been one who's been
qualified.
Who's been qualified.
Right. And I would love to see one that can do the job.
Yeah.
It would be really fun. It would be exciting to see.
They've had a few NHL goalies, female NHL goalies.
Is that right? Really?
I don't think there are any now, though.
Do they have teeth? Any of them?
Those masks are serious.
They are
sounds
now.
Like Jason Voorhees mask.
Voorhees mask was an upgrade from when they didn't wear them at all. Only wimps wear that crap.
Speaking of Voorhees, have you seen any of the video of this new? Since we haven't done a Johnny Ray game of the week in a long time, I've been watching some videos online of the React channel of this new Friday the 13th game.
Oh no!
They have made an amazing looking Friday the 13th game. Now I've heard there might be some server issues with it, but they made a behind the third person perspective. So you're behind Jason and behind the camp counselors, and one person is Jason, and the rest of the team, or the people are on a team as the camp counselors, and they have to work together to try to stop Jason, who's like superhuman, right? Like he is.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's huge and strong.
Right, but he also has like superhuman abilities as well, so he can like know where the teens are.
You do not want to end up as the slutty girl. Or the black guy, because you're going down
or
first.
Or a drug user.
Yeah, down!
It's hard. It's apparently very hard to kill Jason in this as the teenagers. You have to work together in order to even have a chance to put a stop to him. You've got to, like, collect car batteries and keys in order to even start a car to try to get off. Like, all the classic kind of horror movie tropes are worked into this game.
That sounds
and
great.
It looks really good. They finally made a good Friday the 13th.
Game. Why don't any of these people have a gun?
Actually, Tommy Jarvis apparently shows up at some point if you do the right thing, and he gets one shot at Jason with a shotgun. So it looks pretty fun. Anyway, more Free Talk Live tomorrow. We'll see you online in the meantime.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.